This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Here's your morning brief from Monday, March 14th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Russia has asked China for military equipment and other assistance for its war effort in Ukraine. That's according to U.S. officials who didn't specify what Russia had requested. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who is expected to meet with a top Chinese official today about the war, told CNN there was growing concern that Moscow might be looking for external help in the conflict. The fighting intensified after Russian forces bombed a military facility in the western part of Ukraine near its border with NATO member Poland. Sullivan said the U.S. will not stand by and allow any country to compensate Russia for its losses from the economic sanctions. We're exclusively reporting that the U.S. won't negotiate Ukraine-related sanction exemptions with Russia to save the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. A senior U.S. official said that Washington could try to strike a separate accord that excludes Russia if Moscow doesn't back down on its exemption demands. There was no comment from Iran or Russia. Efforts to salvage the nuclear deal were further complicated by an Iranian missile attack in northern Iraq in the vicinity of a new U.S. consulate. Iran's top paramilitary force said the assault was in response to recent Israeli actions in the region. We're also reporting that Chinese tech giant Tencent is facing a possible record fine for violations of anti-money laundering rules and other regulations by the company's WeChat Pay mobile network. Sources said China's central bank uncovered the infractions during a routine investigation last year. And markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares were mostly higher in early trading. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.